Exciting, interesting, and all of the above.
Oh, yeah. The Festival of Fish was unusual, to say the least.
How'd that go? How did our
I've never been to a festival like that before.
competing champions do? Did
She's doing fine. She's doing fine.
Leah catch one?
Sorry?
Did Leah catch one?
Oh, yeah.
And Huna, of course, probably caught one.
And they're both wrapped up at the moment.
Wrapped up in like bandages and the cast.
And Leah has a broken arm.
Good call.
And Bunny has a broken leg. As well as a broken arm.
As
And.
well as a broken. Yeah, who the heck? Oh, well.
Well, Bunny caught a, let me do the maths here, a 210 pound, no, sorry, a 195 pound fish.
Good size.
Yeah, she's only, I think, about, maths time again, 122 of your pounds. And Leah caught a 152 pound fish. I caught a 95 pound fish.
Small fry, huh?
But I went first, actually. It's quite a funny sport.
You catching it by your bare hands there.
Not allowed to use any of your abilities. The first one that I caught was not allowed. They threw mud at me because I caught a 295 pound one.
I'll bet you did.
That didn't put up much of a fight, so they figured out that I'd actually coerced it, but I didn't know that.
You didn't know that. You didn't mean to.
Well, I didn't know that that was one of the rules, that you can't use any of your abilities.
Wow. 295 pound fish. How big is that?
This big.
Imagine. Jaws of the river there.
It was big. It was about 8 foot long, and about it could have swallowed me.
Jeez. So you actually got it there and sat there kind of going, huh?
Yeah, no, I wrestled it, and once I got into its mind, yeah.
Calm right down.
And that was it. Pushed it to the shore, and yeah, put it on the shore, and that was it.
At which point they started throwing mud at you, huh?
It's quite funny, actually.
I can imagine when I caught myself a little tiny one.
Yeah, really caught it, and almost tore my arm off. Those things are slippery and tough.
Yeah, well, 295 pounds of fish without your coercion would have taken you into.
Would have broken me to pieces. And when
Still
I,
be a reconstruction.
and when I saw Bunny go after her fish, how much did I say it was? 210?
195. No, 195.
That was Leah's, I think. No,
Leah's
Leah's.
was 152.
Yeah, 152. Yeah, I mean, I thought she had lost it. Saw her go under the water, and she was down there for a while. And then she came up and bam against the rock. I think that's when she broke her leg, and she just kept on going. When she broke her arm, she actually kept her arm wrapped around its neck. You could see blood just seething out of her arm.
Dang.
And then she dragged it to the shore and sat down, and it's sort of like she goes, I need to see a doctor. So I went and got a doctor, and when I came back, Leah was sitting there saying that she also needed a doctor, and Laika was doing a yeah a battlefield dress on both of them. Yeah, she
That car
didn't.
wasn't there, she could have helped out.
Oh, it was a pity, but it was just the four of us that went.
So what did you do with this?
Oh, we ate it.
Oh, even
Yeah.
the 295 pound one?
No.
You threw that back.
Yeah, we threw the other two back because they were alive. I unfortunately had mine out of the water longer than it could take, so had to be eaten, which isn't, yeah, too bad.
85 pound fish will feed all four of you, and so.
Oh yeah, we carried it down, the doctor and myself on a gurney, and we had Bunny and Leah on another gurney, and Laika walking along behind. So yeah, we walked all the way back down, and then we had a big fish fry. Do you know how many there is of Bunny and Leah's family?
I'd say quite a few compared to what I was doing with Bunny for the transcription.
Mm-hmm. There was over 2,000 of them there. There was two guys that were having a headbutting contest.
Oh, yeah. Shaking a few nuts out of the tree,
weren't they? Oh, most certainly. It's quite funny, actually. And there were other groups that went off and did the fish contest, but apparently it's only a woman's sport. Probably that's what they were claiming. Yeah. The impression I got was that Leah and Bunny's end part of the family is the rich, well-to-do, and the rest are sort of like, let me see, what would be a good description? Rednecks?
No, you're a redneck. You have to take your toothpick out for your wedding photos.
Yes. How do the jokes go? You might be, if your girlfriend, let me get the accent right, is your girlfriend wears a backless dress and wears her bra, you might be a redneck.
Might be a redneck if you've been married 3 times and you still have the same in-law.
Well, how about this one? If you introduce your wife and your sister and there's only one person, you might be a lowland beach bum. They were certainly a very strange bunch, very friendly and affectionate, but it was definitely, you could tell, you know, the two parts of the family.
Isn't there a matriarch or patriarch or some leader of the family?
Not really. There's the...
You know, the Highlander, different.
Oh, that yes.
The one and only leader of the family.
Mm-hmm.
And there is no quarreling or quibbling or nothing.
No, there's a lot of, not quarreling, but trying to dominate who was the boss and everything. I mean, there was Bunny's father. Now, he's an interesting character.
Really? Good
job. Very shy. Very reclusive. He only came out, I think, like 3 times.
That's when Leah got her shy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Very shy.
Where did Bunny get her extroverted style?
From her late mother. Mm-hmm. Yes, her mother tried to set a new record with a fish and unfortunately paid the price. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she got drowned. She wouldn't give up. Sounds very much like Bunny, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. But she wasn't in a high sexual state as much.
But Bunny already had caught a fish.
Mm-hmm.
She was not setting record.
Oh, no, she was just to have fun. Mm-hmm.
So what does it look like? Are they, like, they're jumping up these balls, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they get these, like, going
up in the pool, as they're going up the waterfalls.
Stand in the waterfall?
Mm-hmm.
The water's pouring down your head. Mm-hmm. Fish are jumping up, and you're trying to catch the fish in the middle of the waterfall.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And like it, of course, couldn't participate.
No. First time I tried, I caught one, and it was a medium-sized one. I think maybe 150 pounds, and I had a hold of it and lost it. And then I tried another one and I couldn't do it. So Bunny suggested that I remove all my clothing.
Naturally.
So I did. And it's actually easier to catch.
I imagine it was.
Mm-hmm. Well, I had a t-shirt on, my bikini bottom, and it's sort of like, yeah, with the slime on the fish, it was very hard to catch a hold of. Once my t-shirt got slimy and got very soaked.
You just can't wash it up.
Mm-hmm. Whereas on the skin, you can.
Hey, thanks for sending me the email.
Oh, you're welcome.
It was sounds like a super port on your part there. Had a it's like the ice palace. Did you stay there?
Yes, I did.
How was that?
It was nice. It was nice. It was a long drive to get to the races and everything, but it was worth it.
That's good. What kind of ball did it take place?
Well, there was a formal ball on the first night that I arrived.
Oh, excellent.
That was a very formal one. I wore my green formal dress, the one with the short skirt and the back. That one. No, to the inaugural party. And then from that one, I went to a party wearing the dress and kind of got the dress a little messed up. So the dress has been sent in to be cleaned. The next the dance I went to was primarily at a club that you would say is a gay bar.
Okay.
So all the guys were with the guys and all the girls were with the girls. Bonnie and myself went to that one. She came down for that one. I won't go into too much detail what happened after we left there, but put it this way, we had quite an entourage.
Well imagined.
And the final night, after the races and the events and the light show and the fireworks, there was a formal dinner where the teams had to be present wearing their colours, so we went in our ski suits and stuff. And I had to undo my ski suit down to my navel.
What?
Too much to eat.
Oh.
Almost everybody was as well, actually. There was one girl there that I recognized from last year. She is a medic with Team Centauri. And she took her ski suit off almost completely.
She's really eating a lot.
She had a nice body, too, but she had two guys all over the whole entire night. And their headlights on high the whole entire time.
That would have been a good part.
Yeah, Kara left early from that one.
Yeah, I can imagine she would. She'd probably have an early morning in the morning.
Yes. Talking...
Get ready for it. Well, that's good. Well, sounds like you had some good parties. Anyway.
Went and saw Dad. Very, very stressed.
And Gonzo?
Gonzo is doing good. She's getting into the habit of being addressed by the servants and getting used to being a lady. Although she has this funny habit of as soon as she gets into the private quarters, she'll take off her dress and her shirt and wander around in her underwear or put on a pair of shorts and a t-shirt. What else has she done? She's redecorated really nicely. Looks very countrified.
Anything with the area with the stone at the house of that?
No. She wants to leave that alone. She says that she wants Miranda to take care of that when Miranda's older. Also, what else happened? That's about it, apart from... we had a bonding ceremony with Laika and Leah.
Ooh.
Private ceremony. I talked with Bunny. Now, this is going to be interesting. Kara will probably continue on from it. And the reason why the child took so quickly is, and we didn't know it, but Bunny... explained that she was looking at some charts and some DNA material from other experiments, and she noticed that there was not so much chromosome pair missing, but that the two parents, regardless of who they are, it is an incomplete genetic series. It looks complete, but if you analyze it very closely, it's not, which is the longevity and the abilities. So what she did was she ran some experiments and some models and computer models, and she deduced that she couldn't put in a male set of chromosomes. So she introduced her own into it. Now, from Leica, we got the test results back. They took some samples, and it's complete genetic makeup. It's not missing anything.
Excellent.
Except for the necessary chromosome to make a male.
That's really different from the rest of the Earth's family.
Mm-hmm. And because it's three people instead of the normal two, there's very strong probability that the child will be sane. Leica has the genetic material that they need. So Bunny, last I saw, was with her father, and they were discussing something about a new family line. So who knows? But, but I've promised 50,000 cases of wine that will be converted into whatever is necessary when the child is born.
Excellent.
So that will be childbearing present, but also because they're debating a new line, we'll see.
Good job on your part.
Mm-hmm. I thought so, and I've also given 20,000 to the happy couple.
Ah, well.
But they can't at the moment, can they?
That's true.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now then, where were we? Is that all the gossip that you want?
Pretty much, that covers quite a bit of it.
What is it with the feline?
Which one?
And Mark's body.
Oh, I'm just looking for a place to relax. Wow, so it feels good to be back. I was in space lag.
A little. I was up until quite late last night. The only thing that I miss really is my bed companion.
Well, I'm sure you have one or two at least while you were there.
Mm-hmm.
How could you not? It is serious.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. Six or eight. But that was the party after we went to the bar.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I did get hit on quite frequently at the Festival of Fish, though.
Gee. New bloodstream?
Mm-hmm. None of them interested me, actually, apart from the small group that I was with. Bunny, Leah, Leica, and yeah, that was it. Oh, one other girl that was very buff.
I'm all in tonight.
Yeah. Okay, we better get a move along.
Yeah, I've got some stuff.
Okay.
One of your movie. No.
Greetings and felicitations, Russ.
Shall I do something about that?
I can take care of it. Never mind. We will take care of it at an appropriate time.
Fair enough. All right, a few different things to go over.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly about the webpage updates.
Okay.
The first two things are on the same subject, which is Bunny.
Mm-hmm.
And in her dissertation that I'm working on now, she's explaining what she did to help out Leica and Leah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Kiri, or Ikara, and myself have heavily edited.
Of course, because of the sexual innuendos and references.
Right, but there's can't lose some of it, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wondering if you think it'd be appropriate to put on the web.
You might want to put a warning before it. How strong is the content?
Well, it's not very strong. The strongest it is that she was dealing with a problem that had to do with pleasure and pain of a sexual nature. That's the strongest.
I think that would be okay. You might want to reword it. What are the exact words?
Exact wording sits down as, there was Bunny is talking on, I asked her about how her probing and her healing abilities have worked together. And she says, well, they've worked well except for the problem that I had and the dilemma that I came into, in which I helped fix a problem between two people that was caused by the pleasure and pain of a sexual nature. As a result, I got the emotions of one, and it kept running around as a negative feedback.
Okay, I do not see that as a problem. It is a reference to a sexual dysfunction. I do not see that as being strong sexual content.
No, we cut all that stuff out there.
Good, good,
but we
good.
We had to put that in because that
is relevant.
It was relevant. It would have taken away from the entire thing otherwise.
Okay, I do not see that as being too much of a problem.
Okay. All right, then the second part is coming up on Bunny again, where she's talking about her family and her elder sister.
Oh, yes. I was listening with interest to what Kiri was not saying.
Right. And we again, of course, have edited that out.
Mm-hmm.
And we take it to a point where, there was some problems being that she was a super opera, or she could have been a super opera, except that one of the gifts fed back upon itself. And she wasn't able to function, had some major problems because of that.
Major psychological problems. That would be a better way to...
Mental
problems.
Mental problems, right.
Mm-hmm. You might want to change it to suffering from a mental dysfunction.
Okay.
Or mental instability.
Right.
Instability sounds better, don't you think?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
How should we want to go into the personal problems with families?
Well, I think it is a useful situation to aid in what not to do.
Correct. Right. Moving on to other things. There's a gentleman who I was contacted by who claims to be Ashtar's elder son.
Mm-hmm.
Kyle K-Y-A-I-E-L.
Okay.
K-A-I-E-L. K-A-I-E-L. But I'm kind of wondering about why haven't I heard of Ashtar's eldest son before? He goes off and he says he read the part about Ashtar where Ashtar's came in and he was telling us to work on our shields and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And says, that doesn't sound like my father. But I'll take your word for it that it is. He basically says his father doesn't talk like that. Well, definitely your father, or definitely said that's Ashtar.
Exactly. Let him believe what he wants to believe.
Right.
It is sometimes best to let people believe what they wish to believe.
Hmm. He's met Samantha and Ashtar Athena on the city ships and stuff.
Mm-hmm. It is possible that he astral travels to the city ships. It is also quite possible that he projects a lot of himself into the situations. I'm not saying that it is or it isn't. What I'm saying is that the possibilities are there.
That's what you mean. It wouldn't be a pure astral travel.
No. It would be more of a dream state in an astral travel state.
Right.
all possibilities being possible and equal.
Okay. But, you know, he does do good work.
And that is the main thing.
So I'll work with him on that.
As it is the first night back for everybody and we have a full channeling session, we are having a relaxed night, as you might have noticed.
I gathered that.
As there is a lot of gossip to go over. Some useful for the page, no doubt.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. I mean, it's all good stuff that we can all use.
Of course.
Oh. All right, anything you wish to inform me about?
Not at this time, as most things that I would be willing to discuss are still in front of council at this time. There are events about to transpire which may be entertaining, to say the least, in the near future.
Okay.
Centering around July. It will be a time of change.
Is this the 9-9?
That would be September. Without giving too much away, there are certain energies that are starting to build at that time.
Okay. My eyes.
Be prepared for unusual occurrences.
Okay. Oh, that's what it was. My partner at the Cyber Cafe, the computer store, told me that, according to Nostradamus, the world will end in July of 99.
According to Nostradamus, that is correct. But if you remember, when you look at the future,
right,
all possibilities, even 10 minutes from now, are possible.
Correct. Yeah, the future's pretty strange stuff anyway.
Correct. The future is always in motion. To predict with certainty is difficult. To predict with a certain amount of probability is easy. To predict with a certain amount of probable certainty is harder still. If you take Tia's analyzing capability, you will see that she takes a certain amount of probable possibilities. That is correct. Something I was not aware of is that she does a lot of it in her brain. Yeah, I thought so too. It makes me wonder sometimes if this is not her first time as a six-dimensional resident.
Well, you heard the story about Mark.
Yes, I read the reports this morning.
Yeah, they're wondering if he's actually a six-dimensional being on third dimension and doesn't know it.
No.
It slipped his mind or something.
From what I read on the report, it was enough of an unusual incident that they sent me a report. It was the fact that most of the students don't perceive the possibility until after the class. Actually perceiving it whilst in class is unusual. Not unheard of, but unusual.
Well, that's a known fact that you were already well aware of.
Most of the teachers and the actual staff are aware of it, but it is something that they do not normally notice as students until after the class or a few days later when they're running over it whilst they are in their study time. To actually pick up on it there and then on the spot shows a possible bright spark.
Now, I haven't been able to study the math on that at all, but I am assuming that the actual practical uses of such a process is inherently dangerous.
Yes.
Which is why it's not practiced, but math still exists for it.
Correct, because when you go back, you go through all the possible, which are now definite outcomes, and you have to select the right one.
Which is a math of a much higher degree than
correct.
They can handle on their own.
Even correct.
Computers on human beings should have trouble with that one.
Correct. You have to be exactly accurate within a billionth.
Yeah, you can do it.
Oh, you can.
Oh, you can.
But most of it would be guesswork and luck to get it accurate. The mathematical computations for a sixth or even a third dimensional being is extremely high.
Now, what about the higher dimensions above that?
For me, it would be difficult. For above, it would be hard. The higher you go, the less difficult it becomes.
Interesting. Okay. Now, a movie, popular entertainment, just came out called The Matrix. It is a movie that's questioning reality.
Reality is what you perceive it to be, but continue.
Right. In the movie, it brings about a probability that machines became self-aware. Man tried to turn them off by cutting off the sunlight, which they then went ahead and used man for the energy. But then program man's consciousness for this life right now, dream, and that we're able to escape that dream if we have the knowledge and understanding to do so. It's not the first time this idea has been put forth, but put forth in such a way that was quite well entertaining. It was amazing. So the point that came about from the movie was the fact that everything we see around is illusion.
René Descartes and his rationalism.
Correct. We can alter the illusion merely by not seeing the reality as being real. Still a large part of that is visualization.
Yes.
Okay.
What is real?
What is real is our perceptions of what we feel is real.
Correct.
Which is not the same thing. But at the same time, how much of reality is then able to be brought into our perceptions?
As much as you desire, or as little as you desire.
So it's a basic... Actually, then I guess the question I have is, you can't have, really, though, a hands-off life experience. There's no such thing.
Yes and no.
Okay, let's dwell on that for a second.
It depends on the perception of the individual. For some, to see things as they are is very easy. But they see what they wish to see as they are. For some, it is very hard to see things as they are, so they do not wish to see things as they are.
Okay. So, basically, it's you create the illusion of the reality
that you wish to perceive, with the information that is input of the real reality. You take what you wish, and you see what you wish, or also see what you don't wish. Let me rephrase the last little bit.
Yeah, good call.
Okay, you see what you desire to see, but sometimes you filter out what you desire not to see. That is better wording.
You put the
wrong glass on. Correct. In other words, by perceiving things as you desire, you take the reality that you desire to see and filter out what you desire not to see.
All right, well, let's take Kosovo for an example. Now, many people see the horror, the struggle, injustice to mankind taking place for hundreds of thousands of people. Mm-hmm. Other people see it as a learning experience for those people that they need to go through at this present time.
And some see it as an injustice that needs to be rectified, and not realizing that by attempting to rectify it, they're making the situation worse. Others perceive that, so hence the debates and discussions that are ongoing.
I see. Now, how much of that... Okay, so are we still dealing with the mass, critical mass number of people needed to make a dramatic change worldwide?
Yes.
Are we talking about... We are. So it's not just... It still takes a lot of people doing something at the same time.
Correct.
A lot of people are working on that.
Mm-hmm. But nobody is pulling it all together at the same time.
There's a group in New Guinea who brought together thousands of people at one time to meditate for peace.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was 2,000 and 6,000 the next day, and then 3,000.
Mm-hmm.
And they all pray for peace. How much is needed for, let's say, a critical mass?
It depends on the people, but the ideal number is extremely high.
Not 144,000.
Correct. So you see the problem.
A major problem.
Mm-hmm. And to orchestrate them thinking the exact same thing at the exact same time is extremely hard. Even one out of place will affect the whole entire calculation.
Now, what if you have 200,000? And let's say you get 150,000 who actually do it.
It has to be the 144,000. Too much is over the critical mass. Too little is under. Has to be exactly. If you had 144,001, too many.
Now, I know I'm asking a question that all the people reading the webpage are going to be asking, and that is, why? Why is it that number, and what the heck can it be more than that?
Okay, I will address the last first.
Okay.
The reason that it can't be more is because the critical mass has to be of equal proportion. It has to be exactly the correct number. You cannot take a 2.5-inch vehicle into a 2.25-inch gap, or a vehicle that is 2 inches into a inch and 31/32. It just doesn't fit.
Okay.
And if it has to be a precise fit, then if it's too many, again, it won't fit. If it's too little, it will fit in too sloppily. It has to be precise and accurate.
All right.
Okay, the previous part of the question, the important part, which was...
Why does it have to be 144,000?
Because it is the critical number that is necessary. Again, too many is... too much, it will not fit. Too little, and it is not energetic enough.
Now, is this have anything to do with the Chronicles, the Syrian Chronicles?
Nothing to do with the Syrian Chronicles whatsoever, except for the number. It happens to be the same throughout.
So, we know that's the number that needs to be done. How did they figure it out?
How do they?
Or how does anybody? Has it been done before?
Yes, it has been done before, obviously.
Obviously, I guess so.
On Sirius, it's been done before.
But how do they know that it'll work here? Because that's the law.
That's just the laws of physics.
Okay.
There are certain ways around it, but they are extremely complicated and involve higher dimensional and lower dimensional.
All right. Do we have any kind of idea of how much time?
I cannot discuss that.
Okay. So whoever's organizing it just better hope for the best.
Correct. Okay, your recording device is almost ready to turn over. Is that correct?
Yep, just about.
Okay, then we will take care of the... Thank you. And we will roll gently.
Was it lightning?
I think so.
24th in July.
Live long, prosper. I'll be back. Okay, Russ. We're put on the...
Okay,
we're
about... So should I just fast forward it?